there was an emotional service today at Washington's National Cathedral. The ashes of Matthew Shepard, the young gay man brutally murdered in Wyoming 20 years ago this month, were laid to rest in the cathedral's crypt. Shepard's killing has come to be seen as a classic crime of hate and anti-gay bigotry. His interment today was an occasion of solace, hope, and resistance. Here's NPR's Tom Gelton.
The National Cathedral has hosted state funerals for three U.S. presidents, but LGBT people have not always felt welcome in official Washington, nor in many Christian churches. The Episcopal Church, of which the cathedral is a part, is an exception.
We welcome those of you who are gay or lesbian, bisexual or transgender or queer.
One of the presiders at Matt Shepard's interment service was the Reverend Gene Robinson, the first openly gay Episcopal bishop.
Many of you have been hurt by your own religious communities, and I want to welcome you back.
The cathedral, which seats 4,000 people, was filled to capacity. Matt Shepard's father, Dennis, spoke for his family.
It's so important that we now have a home for Matt. A home that others can visit, a home that is safe from haters.
The Reverend Ann Kitch of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, is Matt Shepard's cousin. She read from Paul's letter to the Romans, where he says, "Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come,
no powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord."
The music was majestic, but the service had a political edge, reflecting how contentious LGBT rights are in this country. Bishop Robinson told the worshipers they need to unite against those forces out to erase transgender people.
"So I want you to remember," and then Dennis would want me to say, "and then go vote."
Tearing up at the end of his homily, Robinson had three things to say to Matt.
"Gently rest in this place. You are safe now. Oh, yeah. And Matt, welcome home. Amen."
The service was open to the public and attracted many who felt some connection to Matt Shepard or the suffering now associated with him.
"My name is Ali Lopez. I'm a member of the Centaur MC, which is a leather club in here in D.C.
A former altar boy, originally from Puerto Rico.
"I am happy that the religious community is actually coming around to finding us as part of the community of God, because many of us feel ostracized by the church."
Nancy White was there with her husband, Joe.
"We have a gay son. He's 30, so he was lucky to be of that age when it's more embracing of differences. But now we're afraid that things are going back. And this was one of the most moving services I have ever been to in my life."
So it was also for Alan Crumpler, 77 years old, who drove up from Richmond, Virginia.
"I was around when all this happened, and I'm not going to be here a lot longer. So I'm glad to see there were so many young people here."
Following the service, the actual interment of Matt Shepard's ashes in the cathedral crypt was done privately, with only his family and close friends present. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.